Is the grass is always greener impacting your supersizing your business efforts? Sharon Hornell from here. And our idiom today is the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence or on the other side of the road or in the other man's field. This idiom actually dates back to first century BC, but from the poet Ovid, excuse me, and his version said, the harvest is always richer in another man's field. There's a lot of different versions of this particular idiom or saying. And nowadays, with the internet and people supersizing and growing their businesses online, maybe not necessarily even offline, it's so easy with visibility and social media and everything to compare ourselves to others. Now, I'll sneak a drink of my coffee and let's talk about this. There's actually a syndrome called the grass is always greener syndrome. I never heard of it, don't think I've ever had it, but I do notice every once in a while that I am comparing myself to others. And whenever we're comparing ourselves to others, guess what? We're not comparing ourselves usually for how do we measure up in reality. We're comparing ourselves in ways to beat ourselves up because we haven't achieved something yet. Or maybe they did it faster or different. I guarantee they did it different, right? Each and every one of us are on our own journey to create what it is that we want in the world. And it's never usually a good thing when we're comparing ourselves to others, unless we're learning from other people, when we're in a mastermind with them, and they're helping us along to achieve more and more of what it is that we want to create in the world. This idiom also was used, and it's a proverb, and it comes from a folk song that was written by Raymond Egan and Richard Whiting. I know we've talked about this one before, in 1924. Other people may appear to be doing better than you, especially on social media. Remember, that's everybody's highlight reel for the most part. There's a few people that are actually themselves and real with no ring light. Broke my ring light this morning. The holder still works, but I did break my ring light, and I see it really accentuates my lovely hair. So we're comparing ourselves to others all the time, consciously or often subconsciously. And when we're doing it subconsciously, we don't even know we're doing it. So we want to be aware of that. So what is this grass is always greener on the other side of the road syndrome, and what are some ways we can combat it? I'm not going to tell you all the ways because they're going to be unique and different for each and every one of us. But some of the things that I've done in the past that work for me personally are to identify where you have learned and what you've learned, and notice when you catch yourself comparing yourself to others. When I first came into the online world from the offline world, I really didn't compare myself to others, probably because I was so busy just building and growing my businesses. I didn't have the time and energy to go out and research and know what else was going on with everybody else in the world, right? But the internet makes it so easy to do that. You can just run a search on any search engine and find anyone in your market or in your niche or who's working with the people you're working with and feel like, oh my God, they've already got 10 million customers, or they've got $100 million in sales and I'm just starting out, whatever it is. But you want to identify what you've learned so far and pay attention to that. Identify what you have to offer people that other people don't, right? Because each of us have something in our experience and our businesses that we can do for people and help people and add value to their lives. And we want to focus on that. We want to balance our thinking with and always reminding ourselves when we're seeing things that make us feel bad about anything, why are we looking at that, right? Are we looking at it to motivate ourselves to learn and grow? And if you can do that, if you're one of the few people that can do that, go ahead and do it. But if you're not, maybe don't compare yourself to others. Maybe don't look for what other people are doing. And unless you're going to model it to improve your business and your situation, don't look at it to. If it ever makes you feel bad, then it's not the right thing to be doing. That's my rule of thumb. Get gratitude working for you by focusing on what it is that you're good at, what your organization is good at, what you do for people that other people don't, etc. Learn and practice mindfulness, right? The better we take care of ourselves, the more we understand that we are all unique individuals on a different, one-of-a-kind, unique journey for us. And our reality, our experience isn't going to look like anyone else's. It's not going to look exactly like anyone else's. Even if you model someone like Tony Robbins or any other you know, personal development guru, Brendon Burchard, or a marketing specialist like Russell Brunson, you're still going to have your unique journey. I like to use Russell Brunson's and ClickFunnels as an example because they lay out the frameworks and they lay out the models for you, and you can copy them and model them and use them. But every one of the, I think they have 100, almost 200,000 clients now, their journey and their experience is different. Every single one, every single time. And our journey is for us, right? And for us to become who it is that we're supposed to become as we're growing and building and supersizing the business that we want to see in the world. Find a barter point, meaning find a better point of view or a better perspective. Always look at the things you hear and read and see and experience, you know, articles in magazines and things, with a grain of salt. You're seeing one version of someone's story, and there's always lots of different perspectives, right? Infinite different perspectives on what the story actually is. And a lot of times, learned this from Russell Brunson, guess I got Russell on my brain today. Our story and the pieces of our story are what we choose to share with people in order to create a response, right? That's the key to marketing, is telling a good story, offering a solution, etc. And finally, test, talk it out. Find a confidant or a person or a mastermind or a coach or a mentor that can help you, number one, get over comparativitis or the grass is always greener syndrome. I've heard it as comparativitis, things like that. Don't compare yourself to others. Map out, have your own goals and objectives and strategy. And when you're working toward what it is that you want to create in the world, you don't really care what anybody else is doing. You're just trying to find the ways and the steps that create the results you want for your life. And that's what all of us need to do. Love to know if you've had the grass is ever greener syndrome. I think all of us have at different times in our life. We've looked at other people and thought, oh my gosh, if only I had that talent or that skill or that ability, then I'd be further along too. And it's actually not true. We are always exactly where we're supposed to be right now in this moment. And we have to be present in that moment because right now is the only time we can make any changes or impact anything in our life. Past is gone. Future is never guaranteed. I sure learned that in 2010. If I can help you anyway, ask. Otherwise, share your experience with this particular idiom in the comments below. And I will be with you tomorrow with another idiom related to our No Nonsense November for the annual challenge. This year's annual challenge is to do one thing every day that improves us and makes us a better version of ourselves. All right, have a great day, and I'll, of course, be with you tomorrow.